eggs are definitely scrambled. It's Ken, Kurt, and Toddy in the morning on Star 102.5.
So yesterday was a day in Iowa history that I don't think everyone celebrated properly, but it was 60 years ago on the day yesterday that Anderson Ericsson brought out party dip for the first time.
What?
That was the first time party dip was available. It was actually, they did in samples.
That is a big deal.
At a Super Value store. I can't remember what the town was here in Iowa.
Okay.
It was a Super Value, and it was the first time party dip had been introduced. And so we shared that on the Ken, Kurt, and Tawny Facebook page, and some people, including a friend of the show, Stephanie from Earlham, she said that she had that for lunch yesterday, just chips and dip.
Okay.
Just chips and party dip.
All right.
And I thought that's a great lunch, but some were saying that's not a lunch. Chips and dip is not enough for a lunch.
It's not a complete meal, but it's a lunch.
I think that's a fine lunch.
A whole bag of chips, an entire thing of party dip, that's definitely a meal.
I mean, you don't even
sounds like a snack to me.
See, it sounds like a snack to you.
Chip and dip with no sandwich?
Yeah,
but that's a snack.
Does it need to have the sandwich? So you're saying that...
Well, you can have whatever you want
for
whatever meal. So, I mean, but that would... I would want to... If it was my lunch, I would want a sandwich, yeah.
See, I think I'm good with just chips and dip. And I
do, too. I like chips and dip.
Well, I mean, I do, too. But we're talking about a lunch.
Yes.
Yeah, but I've been there where I've got my chips, and I prefer French onion to party dip, which I know is not what the story is about, but that's just my preference. And I will eat it, and finally I'll get there, and I'll be like, I don't think I need a sandwich now, because I've ate so many chips and dip. But that's also the one thing any of my friends in other states, when we travel, it's bring me the AE chip dip.
Mm.
I always have to bring, and the chocolate milk. Well, every time. Texas, Colorado, all the places.
I know it's rare that we all agree on something in this room on food, but Ken, you agreed with the French onion.
I do.
And I will agree with that as well.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
All three. I don't know if it's my favorite. I like a good pickle dip better.
Does AE make a pickle dip?
Oh.
Like
the dill one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I do.
I like that one a lot, though.
I like the sour cream and cheddar ruffles with the French onion chip dip.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah,
it has to be ruffles, though. Like I like the ridges, man. They got me.
Tawny can be bought by marketing.
And money.
So, but for Ken, for you, the sandwich needs to be included for it to be considered a lunch.
Well,
it can't just be the chips
and
dip.
You can do whatever you want and call it your lunch, but...
Follow
up. I mean, I wouldn't go to a restaurant and go, give me the chips and dip.
See, I don't know. I think I might.
You wouldn't want a sandwich to go with that?
Am I at a deli? Because then I want a sandwich.
I mean, I've ordered just fries with a dip for a lunch.
I've had a French fry flight.
Is that too much different? They're both potato.
I'd still want a sandwich.
Still want a sandwich.
Do you put your chips on your sandwich? Because I do. I do that, too.
I do not.
I did when I was 7 or 8 years old.
I know that you say that thinking it's going to offend me, but it doesn't.
It'll bother you in the long run.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning, wherever you go. Subscribe to our free podcast.